Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go.
Levels are set. Proper modulation. Let's go.
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman.
We're here. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, we're just a zany, wacky
morning show.
Morning show, aren't we?
Yeah.
And we just happen to talk about sports. We're having a good time here at the Toy Drive. Ooh, whoa. I think we got another big donation online.
What's going on, player?
I got to check it out here. 105.7 FM, The Fan. .com is where you can donate. We're trying to get as many toys as we can, obviously, for Children's Hospital, Robin's Nest. I want to thank our friends at Annex Wealth Management, Bayview Shade and Blind, CarStar, just a bunch of many great sponsors that have been on board with this. But this was, to be frank with you, it was a slow start to this morning. Toy-wise, I think it's still bad. I got some head shakes.
Guy just walked by a little while ago as he was donating here.
Money's been fine.
What's that?
Toys have been low today.
Toys have been low, yeah. And we need to get this bin filled up over here. A little bit behind today. We're behind yet where we were yesterday. And Thursday's usually moving day for us.
Yeah.
So ran into a guy, donated a couple of toys. Says, you know, Frames, you know you look like John Gruden. I said, never been told that before.
Well, you are wearing the black visor with the yep. black top today. And then Al came, and Al's a Cubs fan?
Yeah.
Because he said, Bart, this is a gift for you. He said, since you trash the Brewers so much, come on to the good side. He gave me a Cubs puzzle, 500-piece puzzle.
Now, was that the same puzzle we saw when we were at Blaine's in Waukesha on Tuesday?
I think it was.
You kicked off the shelf?
I think it was.
That's the one.
I'm not that interested in this puzzle, so I will donate it.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
And hopefully that gets into the hands of a Cub fan.
Yeah, I don't want
at
this.
At Children's of Wisconsin.
We ask for toys, not garbage.
Yeah. Please get all the Cub stuff out of the stores.
It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Great Midwest Bank Hotline is where we find Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold Insider. What's going on, Woody?
The Mets stuff, too.
Not much. How's it going, guys?
We're doing pretty well here. Yesterday, I think the Packers are really going to do well. I think they can get some heat on, make things miserable for Hoskins. I know Washington has won a couple of games in a row here. They beat the Lions, and I'll tell you, looked at like a halfway decent football team beating Carolina this past Sunday. But they're coming to the Lambeau Field, a 2-touchdown underdog. But I think they're going to make life miserable for Hoskins.
Well, this is how. Bad Washington is. If you make them look halfway decent, you get fired, right? I mean, Ron Rivera in Carolina. So, look, I don't think that the Washington's going to throw the football much. I think they're going to come in and run the ball. I get it coming against this, this Packers defense that struggled against the run quite a bit throughout the season. I think you're going to see a lot of more Adrian Peterson than Dwayne Haskins. I don't think they're going to throw the ball much.
Have anything to add defensively, Washington?
That's probably the strength of their team. I mean, they got Ryan Kerrigan, obviously, and that defensive front is okay. You know, Chris Odom, a name that most Packers fans probably won't remember, but he spent a year on the 53-man roster a couple years ago. He was elevated from the practice squad.
Yeah, he was married to one of the Kardashians, I remember.
Yeah. He had 2 sacks in his debut, so a long time coming for him. So I'm sure that he's going to be on the Packers' radar, and that they're going to know him because he spent a year practicing here. But look, the bottom line is it's a 3-9 football team. bottom line is you lose to this team, you might get fired. Now, not Matt LaFleur, but obviously it was not a coincidence. So this is the type of team that you just don't lose to if you're the Packers, and that's the bottom line.
Ryan, they're a 3-9 football team, but they're very much alive in that NFC East. So
let's
amazing? Not forget what they're playing for, my man.
Isn't that, man, that NFC East is it's horrendous. It's unbelievable, that 3-9 team.
Yeah.
After Thanksgiving.
Now watch them win the NFC. Alive. Somebody from the NFC East.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, and they'll wallop the Bears coming up tonight. You know, Chris Odom, that is funny. I was doing I do a fantasy league where I pick defensive players, too, and I was trying to see who had good weeks last week, and I'm like, Chris Odom, where the hell did this guy come from? I mean, if he had such a good game, it just kind of shows you that they're in that mode where they're trying to figure out what to do with the future, and now Haskins is the quarterback who maybe looks good for one drive a game, and Washington's just struggled throughout the season. There is the area that the Packers have struggled, and we're going to bring it up again. It's the return game. It's the punt returns, and they made a change there this week. I mean, it's Tyler Irvin, right? I keep wanting to say Philip Irvin. Was he a Red?
Yes.
Is he a Reds pitcher or something?
Philip Irvin? Wasn't he a baseball player?
Yeah, yeah. I think he was a Cincinnati
yeah.
Red.
Yeah.
So, but it's Tyler Irvin, is that correct? This is the guy that's going to be the Desmond Howard of the 2019 campaign?
I don't know about that, but he can't possibly do worse. Look, to say that the punt return unit has struggled is really kind of you. I mean, that is an early Christmas gift to Sean Mananga to say that they have struggled. This has been quite possibly, if not likely, the very worst punt return unit in the history of the National Football League. I'm not making that up. They're at -8 yards for the entire season. On the season, they're -8 yards. They've only had two punt returns that have gained any yardage. Their longest of the season came last week with Tre'Von Smith, who's no longer with the team. It was 3 yards, the longest punt return all year. The only other one that gained any yardage was week one at Chicago. Trevor Davis had a 1 yard punt return. That's it, a 3 yarder and a 1 yarder all year in 12 games. And so Tyler Irvin, he couldn't possibly do worse. I mean, for one, he needs a 4 yard punt return to have the longest all year. Two, if he has that 4 yard punt return, the Packers are only halfway back to breaking even on the season. So no team in the history of the National Football League has gained negative punt return yardage for an entire year. At the three-quarter pole, this team is very, very much in play to be doing that. And so, yeah, Tyler Irvin, whoever, it couldn't possibly be worse than what it is. What, -9 yardage? I mean, it can't possibly be worse than what it's been.
Do you think would they, instead of getting these guys off the scrap heap throughout the season, I mean, Darius Shepherd was another guy that they used in that role. Would they use one of their cornerbacks or running backs, or is there anybody else on this team that can do that job?
Well, if there was, they'd be doing the job, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right. Jaire Alexander was thought to have punt return ability. He was a returner at Louisville. But
wasn't Josh Jackson someone who could, we thought, do that too?
No. I don't recall that at least. But Jaire Alexander was a guy that was supposed to be able to return. But one, he's your top corner. You don't usually put your top corners out there. I mean, even with when the Cardinals would put Patrick Peterson out there, they were very selective in any time that they would do that. So it's just an indispensable player like that. You don't subject them to taking hits. And Jaire Alexander, frankly, he struggled when he did return his early last season. I think it was the preseason last season. That experiment ended pretty quickly. Other than that, I can't think of anybody. I mean, Tremont Williams, 36 years young, he's been known to field punts, but I don't know that he can return many at this point. There's fielding, there's returning. He's a trusted fielder. That's basically it. So Tyler Irvin, there's no coincidence that Matt LaFleur said he's going to shoot straight to the top of the depth chart at both specialist return positions because they don't have anybody.
Well, like you said a couple of weeks ago, at this point of the season, you're kind of you are who you are, and I don't expect any miracles out of that punt kick return team for the rest of the season, especially the punt return team. So they are what they are, and I expect them to just to make the best with what they have. And, you know, Desmond Howard isn't walking through that door anytime soon.
Positive yardage would be a start. Now, if you're plotting where to start the uphill climbs toward anything remotely acceptable, just get out of the red. Like, that's gotta. I'm not kidding. Like, in the past 37 years, only one team in the NFL, the 2015 then San Diego Chargers, finished with fewer than 100 punt returns on the season. I mean, just for context, like negative punt return yardage at this point in the season, it's impossible, and yet they're doing it. Like, it should absolutely be impossible. It's been impossible for every other team to ever play. At some point, you're going to fall forward. I mean, a yard. It's unreal.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline again. By Ryan Wood on Twitter, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. Tomorrow around 8:35, we'll talk to you. We'll get our predictions, and we'll look at this one, Washington and Green Bay. Until then, Woody, have a blessed Thursday.
Will do. Will do. Take care, guys.
Yeah, Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Again, Great Midwest Bank, where you can drop off toys throughout our week as well. They're going to come tomorrow, the Great Midwest Bank guys. So make sure if you do go to one of their locations, get those in today. But we're going to be out here today, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, 6th and Ross and Inno Creek until 6. And, again, another decent online donation. Cash donations have been fine is the word I'm using. Toy donations have been I'm starting to, like, almost uncomfortably low. Like, I almost don't even want to say it because then I feel, like, embarrassed.
Well, it is kind of low, and hopefully we'll get some more people coming up here before 10 o'clock as we go on here in the morning. But
because if you guys donate cash, that's great, but then that means Chuck and I are buying the toys, and God knows what we're going to come up with.
Yeah, we saw some interesting toys in there that – actually, some toys my kids would love, so – I'm talking about Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
If Chuck and I buy the toys, every kid at Children's Hospital is going to have 19 Strat-O-Matics.
Oh, Strat-O-Matic. Where did we use that question again this year where we say, what toy as a kid did you just love that maybe present-day kids would
That was our
enjoy?
Twitter Tuesday this
that
week.
That was our Tuesday. We do it every year. Yeah. I don't remember what day we did that. But we never answered it ourselves, though.
Which toy would I like?
Yeah, we never. See, for me, it comes back to Mattel Electronics handheld football.
Yeah, I like that one.
God, it cost $29 as a kid, and of course you couldn't buy it yourself. You didn't have any money, even like 12 or 13. But you just, God, if you got that for Christmas, you were living large. Now it's $29 for a baseball pack of cards.
Yeah, that's a shame. I would go with the Ninja Turtles blimp. I had everything. I had the sewer set.
Okay.
I had the Astro Craig's little lair. I had Shredder's lair.
What about I have no idea what that is. But how about a sports toy? Maybe I can better relate.
Well, electronic football, Chuck, the little handheld. I love playing that.
The same one I was talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, exact oh, same you, one.
Okay.
Yeah, I love playing that
okay,
one.
Mr. Quarterback?
I don't know what it was called.
All right, there was two.
It was just there were little dots that went across
Mattel,
the
okay, Mattel Electronics. Yes, there was one from Mattel, and there Coleco later came out with their own. It was like Mr. Quarterback.
And now all the games that you can get on your phone, but before you had to have these. To lug these I bought things my kid around just for a couple dots.
I bought my kid the Mattel, and it's actually cheaper than it was in 1979 when it first came out. It's like $15 these days.
So come on by with your toys. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Chuck and I will be at the Waukesha location, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Waukesha, from 4 until 6 p.m. There was one report about Aaron Rodgers yesterday. I love to listen to Rodgers each and every week. I don't know how many of you guys listen to his full press conference, but he said something about how much longer he wants to play. And then the headline I got from ESPN.com, it's just...
Sensationalized?
It's come on.
Sensationalized?
It sounds like Aaron Rodgers is retiring at the end of the season ESPN. So let's clear that up. We'll do that next. It's Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
Well, here's a gift for adults out there, BlueChew.com. Good old Frames. Santa Frames has got a little present for you right here. And you can have a present for that girlfriend or wife or yours if you take advantage of this offer. Blue Chew offering men a performance enhancement for the bedroom. Wouldn't you like to go a little longer, maybe last a few extra rounds? Well, these chewables from BlueChew.com can help you in that area. The affiliated physicians, they work with you to find the right dosage and active ingredients that's best for you. These chewables can work faster. And here's what happens. You go to BlueChew.com, and you go on there, and you'll ask, they'll ask you a couple of questions. You give them some answers, and everything checks out. Those chewables will be delivered right to your home or office in a discreet packaging. So that's also good, so nobody knows your business. Very good. So these chewables will work, and you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. None of that. None of those uncomfortable conversations with the doctor. It all happens online with a doctor right here in the United States. The chewables from BlueChew.com, prescribed online by a doctor right here in the good old USA. And it gives you the confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Now, here's the birthday present I was telling you about, or birthday, Christmas gift or whatever from good old Santa Frames. Here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code Chuck. You pay the $5 in shipping, and that's it. That's BlueChew, BlueChew.com. Promo code Chuck, $5 in shipping, and that is it. It's free. First order free, $5 in shipping. That's nothing. That's wonderful. Give the gift to yourself and your significant other. That's BlueChew.com. First order free, promo code Chuck. BlueChew.com. Promo code Chuck. Chew it and do it with BlueChew.
Chuck and Winkler broadcasting live at Blaine's Farm and Fleet for our 13th annual toy charity drive to benefit Children's of Wisconsin and Robin's Nest. Midwest Structure Engineering just came by with probably more toys right now than we've had so far today.
I feel like they bought it at a toy store somewhere.
They must have. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. When you talk about the Thursday, the moving day, this is what we've been waiting for. A delivery like that. So thank you again, Midwest Structure Engineering, for this great toy donation. I mean, the guy, it's just a normal, like, mid-sized
SUV.
SUVs, and yeah. I don't know how many, the amount of toys he brought, I don't know how he fit that all in there.
When we see Steve Sparky Pfeiffer doing work carrying boxes, and we're calling in him to do some work, then you know that guy's got a load.
Yeah, Sparky is live on location as they will be broadcasting live a little later out here today. David Stearns at 5 o'clock. But again, Chuck and Winkler broadcasting live for the 13th annual charity toy drive here. And we want to thank a bunch of people, including AmeriCash Loans, Sight and Sound Solutions, Running Rebels, the Milwaukee Building and Construction Trade Council as well. All right, there's a comment that Rogers made that got blown up. Mike Clemens is going to be with us in about 10 minutes to kind of break that one down in just a second. Weird thing that I saw last night that I want to ask you about.
Yep.
I turned on Marquette.
Oh, gosh. Why'd you do that to yourself?
Because I wanted to
I know you don't like college basketball.
I just wanted to see if I still had FS2
okay.
on my cable system.
All right, you're testing things out.
Which I do. I still wanted to see if I had FS2 on my cable system,
okay.
Which I do. You know who was there? It was Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
Why? I know he's an alum.
Yeah.
The Clippers don't play here till Friday. They had a game on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the Clippers are in town already.
His wife's from Milwaukee.
So Doc just bailed on the team and flew in early?
Well, when did they play next? They don't play till Friday?
They don't play till Friday, and they played on Thursday.
You know, maybe they're practicing in town, or maybe they're practicing in Chicago. Maybe they're here already. But, yeah, Doc.
I'm sure they had a home game on Tuesday.
I don't know. I don't know why he was there. But, I mean,
it's not like the Clippers need practice. They're
the Bucks
very good team.
Nearly hired Doc Rivers a few years ago to be in their front office. A few years ago, when things were in disarray with the Milwaukee Bucks, after George Karl left, Doc Rivers wanted to come in, but he wanted to be coach and GM. And Herb Cole wouldn't let him be GM. They thought it was too much power for him. And so they agreed to maybe do business down the line, but they never did. I have a feeling one day Doc's going to be a part of something here in Milwaukee someday. I mean, I don't know what his connection is with current ownership, but I know that him and Cole were pretty tight.
I think the interview with Herb Cole and Doc Rivers would have been like, Doc comes in, says, I'm excited to coach. I think I can do a good job and get us to the playoffs. And Herb's like, okay, I like the sound of that. And then Doc says, like minimum 7 seed. And then Herb's like, get out of here.
Oh,
I only want the 8 seed.
I only want
one playoff series, 2 games a gate, but I never want to be good.
And I have ideas of going out and spending money on free agency. No way, says Herb. You see my blue sport coat? This is about as expensive as I'll pay for anything.
God, remember when the Bucks got John Salmons and I thought it was the greatest move in the history of the world?
Well, you mean when they signed him or when they traded for him? Because they traded for him. He helped get him to the playoffs in 2009, 2010. And then it was like, oh, man, they're going to lose him to free agency. And then they signed him to a free agent contract. They didn't let him go. And they didn't let Gooden walk either. That turned two bad moves we thought were going to be great.
Think of the guys that we've had. I mean, I thought Bobby Simmons was going to be an all-star.
No, he was sixth man of the year they signed him.
Luke Bob Bia Bajamila.
Luke Ridenour. I thought he was going to be the next Travis Diener.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I know. The Bucks on a 13-game win streak. Do you think we're not doing a good enough job talking about the Bucks this week? I mean, they won 13 games in a row. But this is why I say the regular season doesn't matter, is because they can just go out there and the football, basketball equivalent of roll out the helmets.
Well, this is like the 15-1 year of 2011 for the Packers. It was the same thing. The Packers would go out week after week and destroy teams. So they kind of flew under. I mean, of course, we watched the Packers, but it was like there was nothing to criticize. And what do we like to talk? What do we like to do? Criticize. What have we been doing this week? Criticize the Milwaukee Brewers. There's nothing to be critical with the Milwaukee Bucks right now because they're going out there and doing what the Packers did in 2011, and that's destroying and blowing by everybody.
You know what I have found interesting, though, in watching these Bucks games is that even though, and maybe it's because we know they're going to, I don't know, but even in this 13-game win streak, the games have still been compelling. I don't know how you make 40-point wins compelling, but the Bucks do for whatever reason, whether it's DiVincenzo playing well without Middleton or Middleton working his way back in or the kind of rivalry brewing that you had last night with the Pistons, the Jabari Giannis thing. So it's like I'm entertained because Giannis is at the middle of these like feuds, but it's also like I want to be a load management guy with this team. I want to make sure they're as rested and healthy as possible in the playoffs. But Giannis just seems like he is not a guy who has an off switch. And so he's out there every night. And it's not like he's out there, you know, giving even 90%. Dude's going full throttle every game. So while I'm worried that in the playoffs that might come back to bite them, I'm entertained right now, and I'm just always told enjoy the ride, so vroom, vroom.
You know, he has been, like, scoring 29, 30 points a game sometimes with just 22 minutes of playing time and being unselfish and dealing out assists and, of course, grabbing his 15 rebounds. Frank Madden, our friend Frank Madden, brought this up. I heard him the other day mention this. Frank said, what if one game Giannis just decided he wanted to take 35 or 40 shots at a game and just completely take over a game and shoot every time down court and just – do what Carmelo likes to do, be a ball hog. What if Giannis decided to do that one night? Just 35, 40 shots in one night. How much could Giannis score? Could anybody stop him?
Yeah, why don't they just...
I mean, could Giannis score 70?
Why don't they just try to get him to get 100?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what are we doing? Why are we trying? Just let's goof around a little bit.
What if you let Giannis shoot, say, one night, Giannis, you're going to take all our shots. And we're going to try to get... It's like when they let Kobe, you know, have the 70 on his... In his final home game. Do that to Giannis. How many could Giannis get 100?
You know, in soccer, there were years where we had a pretty good team, and my dad was coaching, and we'd go up like 10-0, and so we could only dribble with our left foot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a game the Bucks only dribble with their left hand. I mean, this is how good they are in relation to the rest of the league.
Now, if you had told me that 5 years ago, I'd be like, no, how are we ever going to be in that position?
And this is why when they lose in six to the Sixers, it's going to hurt so
much. Oh, God. See, we're talking big right now. But, you know, come Memorial Day weekend, when it ruined Memorial Day for us last year, them losing those games in Toronto. Philly looks good, too. I mean, Philly just keeps continuing to win, too. They have a game. They're on the road tonight. I was going to watch a little of their game on TV tonight. They play, I think it's 6, and I was going to watch them on the package. But they're good. You know, at the Western Conference, you know, of course, the Lakers are good. The Clippers are great. You see Denver making them? I mean, Denver's kind of like the third wheel there. You think Denver makes a run at this at all? At a championship? Or is this the Clippers?
Maybe
or the
them.
Lakers?
I mean, Utah, but they got smoked by the Lakers last night.
Yeah. I really see Lakers and the team we're going to see Friday at the Clippers. Those are just the two teams to beat.
I think it's Lakers, Clippers, and Bucks.
Yep.
One of those teams is going to be the champ.
Yep.
And hopefully it's our team. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins here at the Toy Drive, the 13th annual Toy Drive to benefit Children's Hospital.
Robin's Nest. We've got another half hour here. Bill Michaels, then 10 to 2. Chuck and I will be in Waukesha at Blaine's from 4 to 6. Mike Clemens joins us next. You may have got an update on your phone thinking that Aaron Rodgers talking retirement? We'll explain what exactly it was he said with Mike Clemens coming up 105.7 FM, The Fan. Annual WSSP Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. Another great day so far today. It's getting a little better.
It is. We've had a couple of great drop-offs here in the last couple of 5-10 minutes or so, including somebody from We Energies that dropped off a check as they were driving by. But we're having a lot of fun out here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got one more day to be here as well.
Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. All right, Clem Dog. Rodgers, I got this. Let me tell you what the alert was from ESPN, because I heard Aaron Rodgers talk first, and I thought very little of it. And then I saw the update from my ESPN app, and the update said Aaron Rodgers says he sees 18th hole coming up on his career, and the headline is, I can't play forever. That's not what he said.
Well, it is what he said. But, you know, he's also constantly saying he wants to play till he's 40, which drives me nuts, because everything else this guy says, breaking down football games, talking about players, like Mercedes Lewis, he had some really great stuff to talk about. Here's this guy, this veteran that Brian Gutekunst brings in from the Jaguars to help out at tight end, and then McCarthy never uses him. I mean, he's just standing around. And so he applauds Mercedes to still be a professional, to practice the right way, to study the playbook inside and out. And now that they got Matt LaFleur, you know, no one was more excited or proud to call off that big dog audible, which is, you know, Mercedes, that's his nickname for Mercedes, and throw that touchdown to him, the Giants. He loves guys like that. And he loves 35, 36-year-old players that are like him, that are trying to get the most out of their career. Donald Driver, remember him? He used to say all the time, yeah, I'd like to play till I'm 40. Well, he was out of the game by the time he was, you know, 37. Ask Tony Romo about wanting to play till 40. I mean, the game will decide how long you will play. And I just wish that he stopped saying, I want to play another 5 years or whatever. But yesterday, Tim Van Vuren was with us there at the locker room, and he said to Aaron, so what's it mean now to be like in December and actually now be back to, after missing the playoffs for 2 years, to be playing meaningful games in December? That's got to be, you know, kind of exciting, right? And here's what Roger said.
Yeah, that and seeing the, you know, the 18th hole coming up, you know, realizing I can't play forever, and the opportunities don't come along all the time. And I could feel the energy of this team early in April and May, that it was a different feel. And that's what spurned me, I think, in the summertime, to kind of forego some of the traveling I would maybe usually do, and make sure I was dialed in once training camp came around, because I felt like we could do something special this year.
What hole are you on?
I mean, I'm making the turn, I think.
All right, making the turn, that would be like the ninth hole. But when he talks about the 18th hole,
I think he's about at the 15th hole, don't you, Chuck?
Well, either that or he's talking about a par 9 943-yard 18th hole. How about that? Because we hope it's not a short par 3 on the 18th, you know, which never happens. But I hope not. I mean, I want to see him. But you're right, Clem. You know, that the game dictates, really. And, you know, I'm watching Brady play these days, and I'm definitely seeing the downside of his career. Do you see that? And do you see that there's going to come a time when we're going to see him, Aaron Rodgers, on that downside too?
I haven't. I mean, there's that throw that he made to Geronimo Allison on fourth down was just crazy. I mean, he's still there's guys in the safeties from other teams. When I go over to the visitors' locker room, that swear the guy can throw a curveball. You know, so I don't know if he can throw a 61-yard Hail Mary pass you know, like he did 2-3 years ago in Detroit. But there's an awful lot of incredible throws that he's made this season that tells me, you know, everything's good. Here's the other thing about Aaron Rodgers' game that I thought was pretty interesting is, you know, since the Super Bowl, remember that great Super Bowl run where they're like the wild card team and they got to take the back door and then they got to play the Falcons in the Georgia Dome? And you had these two speedy corners in Sam Shields and Tremont Williams that nobody could get past. And on offense, you had Aaron Rodgers just on fire, running, throwing the football, and throwing these darts, unstoppable. And then, you know, years after that, he would keep on saying when they were in the playoffs and in the hunt in December, he'd say, yeah, we want to, you know, get home field advantage so we can bring these teams here into Lambeau Field. I'm like, why does this guy want to play in the cold? Why would he want to play in the cold? You know, because all I remember is cold championship games at Lambeau Field and Brandon Jacobs and the Giants crushing Charles Woodson, you know, when Favre was there. Or Colin Kaepernick and Frank Gore, the 49ers, running it down the throat, you know, and a limping Andy Mullumba linebacker, and the 49ers set up a field goal and they kick it, and they're the ones that go on to the Super Bowl. So to me, why does Aaron Rodgers want to play in cold weather? And yet, in Sunday's game at MetLife against the Giants, I mean, when it started to snow, the guy almost put the weather to his advantage. So I actually kind of had the guts to say to him yesterday, this crap where you say every year, you know, yeah, we want to get him to Lambeau, but now the way you played in that snow on Sunday, you've played in so many of those games. No one's got more experience except maybe Brady to play in the snow and how to use it to your advantage. I said, do you feel like you're the most experienced quarterback in those winter conditions?
I've always enjoyed the no-wind indoor conditions, and I think the stats probably bear that out pretty good. But the older I get, the more I appreciate the speed levels kind of equaling out to my own at times in the cold weather and the snow. Like I said after the game, I was a little worried that the sleet was going to make it a little more difficult to throw the ball, but those nice big flakes made throwing the football not an issue. And you know, the cold is a factor, and you know, it's not like we're a bunch of you know, Wisconsin folks who were born and raised here, but I think you learn to deal with the elements a little bit better. You spend 8 months a year here, and you know, when I go back to California, I laugh at all the Californians, you know, wearing long sleeves and coats in 60 degree weather. I'm thinking, man, this is short weather, short sleeves, you know, get the Speedo out or something maybe.
So the other thing he's saying is, in these cold weather games, it slows up the pass rush. I get an extra second. That's what he likes about these cold weather games.
Talking with Mike Clemens here as we broadcast live at the Toy Drive, 13th annual Toy Drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. A lot of good donations coming as we're talking with Mike here. Ken and Hale's Corners with a donation. Jack and Lily from Oak Creek just brought some toys. Always good to see kids donating to kids. Tom from South Milwaukee hooking us up with a donation. And then a guy just drove by in a huge We Energies truck. And like, we had to reach out for it, but he gave a $20 bill. So always good to see that as the Toy Drive continues here. Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt LaFleur has been with the Redskins. He was on their staff at the beginning of the decade. So he was asked about the Redskins yesterday, and he said, oh, they've won two in a row, Mike. But I also just heard him earlier in the week. Someone's like, oh, the Giants are a bad team. He goes, no, there's a lot of talent there. If there's a compliment to be found about another team, Matt LaFleur is certainly going to be able to try to find it.
Well, that's what you got to tell these guys on the Wednesday morning team meeting, too. You can't, you know, overlook these teams. They overlooked the Chargers, you know, and then the Chargers have fallen apart since that. And the question is, can a team come up? You know, talking about the Super Bowl year, remember it was the late Tony Sparano came in with a struggling Miami Dolphins team, but he beat them. He beat the Packers at Lambeau Field in their Super Bowl year by what? Running the football and playing really tough defense. The Redskins have nothing to lose. Why not blitz on every down? And that's how they sacked Kyle Allen 7 times in that one they had this past Sunday in Carolina. And Dwayne Haskins are trying to bring this young quarterback along, and he's really improved. Since they started him, he's really made tremendous strides. Now, let's not forget, this was also a Redskin roster that was just, what was it, a year ago? Early in the year, you go out to Washington, and what were they up, 24-0 when they still had Alex Smith? If Alex Smith doesn't break his leg in half and is still the quarterback, Jake Gruden might still be here and have a game, and this might be a 500 club. So all those kinds of things of adversity have happened to the Redskins, but they will run Darius Geis and Adrian Peterson for 240 yards and pound the rock, and they will blitz you all day, and that could be tough to play against, according to Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, you can't take anything for granted in this league. And I think, you know, you look at a team that's reeled off two wins in a row. They've been plus four in the turnover margin in those two victories. So they've done a great job of taking care of the football as well as getting it out. And that's going to be a big key, as it is every week. But I think, you know, you look at them back to, you know, they're 3-4 since they won that first game. So they're a talented team, and like I said, you just can't take anything for granted in this league. You better show up and bring your A game each and every week.
Sounds like Clem, he was a little on edge yesterday. We've seen that with McCarthy. It sounded like LaFleur a little on edge yesterday when he was asked a particular question about team identity.
He was, because he's like, look, man, I'm at 9-3. You know, I mean, back off. But the fact is, you want Green Bay to go deep in the playoffs. You're at 9-3. This is rare air. Let's not blow it. Could you bump off the Saints? Could you bump off the 49ers in a second meeting? Teams that are on their way to the NFC Championship and maybe the Super Bowl, they throw for 250 to 300 yards. They spread the ball around. They have a rushing game of about 100 yards or so. The penalties are at a minimum. And you know, they're putting 31 points up on the board or more each week. That's not these Green Bay Packers. They find these weird ways to win these games week after week. And so Tom Oates asked this great question that said, all right, yeah, you are 9-3. You got a chance to clinch the NFC North. So is it tough to try and find that team identity? Or here's, let Oates ask the question.
How do you balance trying to form an identity with winning a football game every single week?
That's exactly right. We're going to do whatever it takes to win. So I'll leave that up to you guys.
Mike, this, I don't know why that's an, who cares what the identity is? Why?
Because
who cares?
Honest to God, because it ends up being a consistent thing that when you are in the chaos of a playoff game, you've got to have your two or three go-to methods of winning. That's what got you there. It really, even the Eagles with some of their special plays a couple of years ago, they had their bread and butter plays. They also were great at making up new plays that no one ever dreamed of, and their team was very versatile. But that, in fact, you know, was their identity. They had a really good offensive coordinator, even Frank Reich, a quarterback coach, and a head coach. You know, and Peterson are all on the same page, and they found ways to get away. And they also were very solid on defense as well. I just think that there's just sort of this chameleon. At the end of the day, if Aaron Rodgers has a great game and figures out a way to win the game, that's what you got going. But why you don't have a consistency with a number two receiver, why you're not getting better at tight end, why you don't have a consistent run game where you looks like you're running into a wall against a struggling Giants team the other day, that was pathetic. Why couldn't they come up with a run game or a punt return game? So they bring in this Tyler Irvin guy, and I thought was interesting in talking to him was he said, yeah, I was with the Ravens during training camp. Oh, see, and this is another one of these times where Brian Gutekunst is up against a team. He sees these teams in person, and he returned a couple of punts, and now he's with the Packers. I mean, Trey Smith, same thing. A guy who was with the Chiefs, they saw him in person, impressed by him, and they gave him a try for five or six games. I don't think Brian Gutekunst seems to care much or value the returner position much. You know, I don't know. He must figure, hey, half the time they're just calling fair catch anyway. Just get somebody to catch the football. So he's not invested a lot of it. He just keeps on bringing up guys off the street. But in the meantime, you know, like Ryan Wood from the Press Gazette said earlier this hour, 100th anniversary of the NFL, and the Packers may go down with the worst punt return game in the history for a season.
Very interesting stuff. Mike, we always appreciate it. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, good Clem. Luck. Thanks for everybody participating in the toy drive.
Thank you, Mike Clemens, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Just when I say that I don't care about identity, I don't like –
because we're looking for, like, well, this is a run first team and then they'll pass, or this is a, what's the Patriots identity?
Strong defense, running game.
Over the last 20 years.
Well, defense. They win games with Tom Brady.
The Patriots' identity is adapt to the other team, I think. Bill Belichick on the NFL Top 100 show had this to say. He goes, you go back to the art of war. Attack weaknesses. Utilize strengths. Figure out what the strengths are on your team. Find the weaknesses of your opponent and attack. You can't win a war by digging a hole. You got to attack. You have to figure out where you want to attack, how you want to attack, and that changes week to week and game to game. They're a chameleon type of team in New England. And I think we're so focused on get an identity, be a pest first team that can run the – just be the team that can win. That's the identity that the Patriots have on. That's the identity that I want.
Aaron tries saying that every week. Roger just – he says this every week. Now, now that's a little different than what I think you were trying to explain to me. Now, here's where I look at that, what Belichick was trying to say there. He says, we're going to look at another team, and we're going to show you what your weakness is. Bart, my team, I'm going to play you, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to show you, I'm going to go right to your weaknesses so you can strengthen up your weaknesses, big boy, well, next time we're going to see you, because this is where your weakness is. And that's what he does.
Well, there's only one of us here that could coach an NFL team to at least 9 games.
Sure.
So
you and Bill Belichick.
Me and Bill Belichick. Chuck and Winkler will wrap things up for our day four of the toy drive before Bill Michaels steps in next. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We're broadcasting live, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, where we will be here again tomorrow. The station's going to be here all day for our 13th annual toy drive. But we are in Oak Creek, and we know that it's a pretty big county, and a lot of you guys, just not even in Milwaukee County, like to get involved and help out with children's. So we will be in Waukesha again from 4 to 6. And, Chuck, we couldn't do it without Brenda Cortez, who's with CarStar. And she joins us here on the air, and you're going to join us out there again. Really, we're lost without you.
Well, thank you.
Because you like get that. The money, and
put
Chuck and I are
signage,
like,
yeah, you put in a hard week. I mean, because you're without, like you said, you're with us from 4 to 6. You coordinate a lot of the stuff out here. Plus, the toughest part, you're standing in the cold, man. You're standing in the cold. You know, Brenda and I got something in common. We're both from Greendale.
That's right.
Greendale kids.
Talk about it every year.
Yes.
Brenda and I have like 30 things in common.
How's that?
Oh, geez. She knew my wife from work. Her dad lives where my parents live in Florida. My brother made out with her daughter at a party.
Ooh.
Very true. Always got to go there, don't you?
Well, I'm just mentioning the connections that we have. But I know that you've been a part of this toy drive, I think, longer than me. And now CarStar is a part of it, and that's really great to see.
Yeah, and I'm just blessed that they allow me to come out here instead of doing my normal marketing job, that I'm out here for the whole week helping collect, because it's just been, like, just a part of my life, and I love it, even though it was – I mean, it felt like it wasn't supposed to be that cold this year, but it was really cold yesterday.
Yeah.
With the wind, and I just – you guys didn't hear about this story, so just a quick thing with having to do with CarStar. So with that crazy wind, I came back yesterday around 2 o'clock. I had to go pick up some toys from our one of our CarStar locations. Well, I pulled up, I parked, opened the door. The wind took the door right out of my hand.
Oh.
Into the vehicle parked next to me.
Oh, man. Did you drive off?
Yeah, drive away. Did you leave a note at least?
Guys.
Did you drive off?
Well, I figured it was somebody to do with the toy drive, and I honestly thought it was Gilbert Brown's.
Oh.
But it wasn't. But I was like, Leroy. Like, do you know whose this is? And so we were figuring out. And he said the same thing. He was, well, good for you that you just didn't go drive away.
Uh-huh.
Like, of course, I've been on the receiving end of that. I would not do that.
So whose was it?
It was Tom Gordy from Allstate.
Oh, wow, like, an insurance guy.
I know. Well,
that's probably the best case scenario.
Yes.
I know. It is. It's funny.
That's a win
like,
right there.
I'm like, all right, I feel bad. I'm like, oh, but it'll all work out. It's a good thing I work at an auto body place, right?
You know what? Every time my 8-year-old gets out of the car, I like hold my breath. I always say, "Tate Brady, take it easy getting out of the door," because he likes to do that. You know, he 8-year-old doesn't have a brain in his head once in a while, and he's thinking about what his next move is going to be. So kids do that all the time.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. That was my first.
Plus,
time.
There's cameras everywhere.
You know what I do when I hit a car? I put a note on it say, "So sorry about the accident. Give me a call, Bill Michaels." And then I drive away.
and then I leave his number.
Brenda, you're going to be out with us today at Waukesha. We just got about a minute. The Howl the Owl book has been a key part of what you've been spreading as well the last couple of years. Can you sum that up in like 45 seconds?
Ooh, ouch. just Howl the Owl, he's the character in the children's books I write. His name, Howl, stands for Help Others with Love, and that's honestly what this toy drive truly is all about. So if you're interested in checking out the books, howltheowl.com. So I appreciate you letting me give that plug. But I do got to give one more plug for all the CARSTAR locations that have allowed me to be here. So there's five area CARSTAR locations. Lou's Auto Body, Auto Body Express, Greenfield CARSTAR, Milwaukee CARSTAR, and Miller CARSTAR. So thanks to all of them for sponsoring and letting me be out here.
But I'm going to plug our Instagram at 1057FM The Fan because you can see Sparky in the Howl the Owl costume.
Oh, on there.
We'll be with Brenda and Waukesha tonight. I'm going to bring SmackDown tickets to Waukesha tonight that we'll give away.
That's coming up later this month?
Yeah, so
no kidding.
I'll have those for you guys, details on that coming up. We'll see you in Waukesha. Bill Michaels up next here on The Fan.
On the next Bill Michaels Show, we're live from the Fan Toy Drive at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek.
Would you be open to really trading Josh Hader? We'll also talk some NBA and Bucks with NBA insider Brian Scalabrine at 12:20. Scott Grosky and Christina Tussaud from CBS 58 is going to join us at 1. That's the Bill Michaels Show, weekdays 10 to 2, right here on The Fan.
Outdoor golf season may have ended, but keep your clubs ready and keep your swing on at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They have the latest state-of-the-art, high-definition golf simulators of over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others. Get a foursome together for pizza, wings, and a full alcohol bar, or make your office holiday party really special this year. Don't let your golf swing go into hibernation. Keep it fresh at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at wisconsinindoorgolfcenter.com.
Attention Duluth Trading Store customers. Would the owner of the illegally parked reindeer please move your mammals? We need all available spots for shoppers loading up on men's and women's workwear. There's room on the roof for your sleigh. Just be sure to clean up after your creatures. Take the grunt work out of gifting at the Duluth Trading Stores in Waukesha and Port Washington.
Hey, having the usual?
I'm thinking of steaking things up.
Excuse me?
Steak from the norm, you know? Steak this meal to the limit.
Are you having some pun with our new steak menu?
Guilty as charred.
Well done.
What can I say? I love a bad pun.
One top sirloin steak dinner coming right up.
Now you can steak things up at Perkins with our new top sirloin steak dinner. Savory steak and eggs, loaded steak quesadilla, and more. Starting at just $7.99 for...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.